Hi, friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey guys, welcome to episode 26 of Friends with a Twist. Woo-hoo. So this is going to be a fun episode.
Hell yeah.
Kenzie, share with the folks what we have going on.
Holy goodness. All right. So we have our usual chick chat. Madison and Barry were out west exploring all sorts of things. We're going to hear about that. Gary and I have a few little updates to share, so you'll hear what's new in our sexy lives. Life and the lifestyle, we're going to talk a little bit about attraction, I would say, as a general topic. We'll dive, we'll kind of dissect that a little bit more. Today's episode features a sexy story from moi, so I hope I do it justice.
Yay.
And then, of course, as always, we will wrap it up with our surprise question, this episode coming to us from Gary.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. We have so much going on, so much to catch up on.
Oh my God. Where do we start? Yes.
I don't know. We're both talking at the same time. We're so excited. I first want to start off by reminding everybody that we're on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, FWAT_podcast. I think we've gotten a lot of great emails via our friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. And have you been updating our website? Because I haven't.
Yes.
Great.
It's pretty up to date. Yes.
Great. Friendswithatwist.com. Kenzie's keeping you up to date with our whereabouts, our plans, especially Podbash coming up. But we'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, okay.
And again, if you love this episode, which we hope you do, please leave us a review, leave us a rating, whatever you can do to help support us out on your podcast platform. We'd appreciate that.
Yay.
So I think it's time to get right into our chick chat, which we always start with a shot of Fireball. Thank goodness.
Clearly we need a little courage here tonight.
Cheers, folks.
Cheers, everybody.
Woo. Oh, wow. That was great.
Good temperature. I mean, Gary was a little stingy on the amount.
It was a little small, but it went down all right. So, chick chat.
Yes. We will get right into the chick chat.
So, what's new in our sexy lives? I first want to start off by saying what's new. Well, not really new, but a reminder for both of us.
Yeah.
Podbash, I mentioned earlier. That is October 13th through 17th at Secrets Hideaway in Kissimmee, Florida. If you're not already booked and you want to come hang out with us and some other amazing podcasters and just have sexy fun, be free, be naked at the pool, and have a great extended weekend, please join us. You can check out all the details at podbashevent.com.
Yay.
Rooms are filling up fast, so please try to book soon if you want to go.
Yeah.
Whew. So yeah, after that. So Barry and I just spent a little over a week heading west. If you didn't see our story or any social medias, I was trying to post some photos flashing my titties out in nature. Started in Utah, the Great Salt Lake, you know. I was actually a little nervous about it. Barry was giving me shit. There was no one around us, but there were people walking towards us. There were people around. He's like, just pull your shirt down. Just do it. I was like, there's people. No. And I did it. And he caught like the split second that I did it. And then I quickly threw it back up. And then I saw people coming. So I went through a lot for
you
guys.
But you were like in the desert. So it looked like they were like,
oh, that one,
10
yes.
feet away. But they were really like 15 feet away.
It's like the rear view mirror. Like everything appears closer whatever. Yeah. No, but that was fun. I tried to get some fun, sexy photos. It was really a little bit of a different vacation for us. It was more like actually enjoying nature and like,
oh my God,
the beautiful country that
crazy.
We live in.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Like places we've never seen. And I so recommend. I don't know how long I've been saying I wanted to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And just like with so many things in our lives lately, it just put back into perspective, like life is short and just do what you want to do now. Fucking do it. Don't wait. Don't wait for money. Don't wait for the perfect time, because you'll never have that, and it'll never be the perfect time. Just do it. So
absolutely.
We did it, and it was amazing. And after we got through all these beautiful parks in Utah, it was a lot of road tripping. Mm-hmm. We ended in Vegas. In case you didn't see, I shared that we attended a party at the Playhouse Las Vegas.
Mm. How was that? Tell me all about it. Like, what's the facility like? How was that night?
So first of all, the reason we even thought about going there is because our good friends, the Front Porch Swingers podcast, Brian and Brenna, they actually, I saw them posting about it. And prior to that, he had texted us and said, they're hosting this event. And I said, that's when we're going to be in Vegas. Oh my God. Yes, that's perfect. That's a great time to see them, because we wanted to catch up with them while we were out there. So what better venue than a lifestyle party? And it was awesome. So I just want to start off by saying that in my mind, I had thought Vegas, big casinos, big clubs, flashy lights. I expected that type of building.
Yeah.
No, it's like all the other lifestyle clubs we go to. So it was in like a just off the strip, not in the middle of nowhere, maybe like an old strip mall or something. It just seemed like low one story, like buildings attached to each other. Mm-hmm. And the door, you knew where to go, is because obviously the address number was at the top of the door. Okay. And it's funny, we told them, even our Uber driver was like, do you want me to wait and like make sure you're okay? And to be honest, I was a little nervous just because like I didn't see any sort of sign or anything.
Yeah. But
Barry walks right up, confident as fuck. He goes to open the door, and then Brian opens the door, and he's like, hey guys, saw you on the camera, like coming in, because obviously there's security cameras out there. And like Brian and Brennan like jumped right up, like hugged us, welcomed us, took us right on a tour through the place. So once you get in, they did an amazing job with this facility.
Nice.
So it's clean, it's beautiful. All of the playrooms are like a bedroom in your house, like legit beds. We're used to like mats on like benches. So weird. It was so nice. All the rooms, they had bedside tables. Obviously there were rooms with like curtains that you could purposely see through to watch people play, but then there were private rooms where you could just shut the door. I'm trying to remember how many rooms there were. There were a lot, more than seven, or at least seven. Gosh, I'm trying to rack my brain real quick, but there were a lot. It was like a maze. I got lost a few times inside. Like it's small enough. It's not overwhelmingly huge, but yeah, because I guess the way things are spread out throughout, it just seems so much bigger once you get inside. But so they had tons of playrooms amidst these little hallways. And then they had a nice common area with a small little dance floor, nice couches on either side of the DJ booth, a bar area. They do not sell alcohol there. So it was just mixers and like Red Bulls, juices, sodas, stuff like that behind the bar. They had an outside area too.
Oh.
Totally blocked off, covered overhead, but it was just nice to have like more space to go outside.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we don't really get that much on the East Coast. It's usually all like
inside,
an indoor facility. Yeah, yeah.
Barry and I, once we got our tour, we kind of let Brian go back to the front, and he was just like helping with the door and people coming in. We went outside. We met this couple immediately who they just kind of came up to us, and they're like, hey guys. I'm pretty certain what they started with was, wow, you guys look so, and you know how you like put your arms to the side to show someone's like big and strong? Mm-hmm. They kind of did that. And for a minute I was like, I feel like huge and disgusting. What are they going to say? And they're like, you guys look so buff. Like, who are you? Hi. Like, where are you from? Like, oh, okay. This is a good compliment. Okay. Which will lead us into our life and the lifestyle topic. Yeah. But anyway, they were awesome. They actually listened to the podcast. Well, she does. She was like excited to meet me and like hear about the podcast. And it's so cool. I love you. I love that. I love our listeners. It's just cool to randomly meet people like that.
Definitely.
The clientele at this place was like on point. I think they, from what we were told, they really vet their people. Like,
okay.
Professional people, not just professional, but respectful people, people who look good, take care of themselves. Yeah. Again, this leads into our life and lifestyle topic. So yeah, they really like vet their people. And it was a hot wife party. Excuse me. So there were tons of couples, I think more than a handful of single guys. Not overwhelming though, like some of the parties around here.
Sure.
It wasn't like obnoxious. And what's neat about this place is they have like 2 hours where you can come in, kind of mingle. The doors are open. Then they lock the doors. They like make an announcement. Doors are locked. Like, go crazy or do whatever you want. Girls can like change lingerie, get naked, whatever. And I felt like a lot of the people at that point just knew who they were fucking that night and were dispersed to their rooms.
Okay.
So Barry and I, it had been a long week. Like, we honestly just wanted to get out, see our friends, have a few drinks with like-minded people. And like, so we didn't actually play with anybody that night. There were a few people we definitely would have. Definitely some couples, but they had already had some single guys like lined up. Oh. Fine. There was one single guy who chatted up Barry and I thought he was attractive. Mm-hmm. But like I said, at 10 o'clock when the bell went off, he was gone and I didn't see him for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, whatever. He's having his fun. Later in the night, actually, Brian, Barry, and I were sitting down and talking, and the single guy like came up out of the blue and like leaned over where we were sitting, kind of scared me. Yeah. But like we were mid conversation. He was like giving me like the eyes. Like I took it as, hey, like you want to go? Like you ready? Mm. And I was just thinking in my head, like, No, I don't know how many people you were playing with before. Like, I barely got to talk to you. We talked to Barry the whole time. Mm-hmm. I felt weird about just going back and fucking someone just to fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I was attracted to him, so I guess I just should have. All right, whatever. Well, I missed out. But it was the end of the night anyway. Thursday night, they closed early. So we probably would have been like mid fuck and they'd be like, you gotta go.
Flashing the lights.
So maybe it was just better off. But
yeah.
Overall, I would definitely go there again. I definitely recommend to any guys who are going to Vegas to check out a party there if you have the opportunity to. It's a really cool place. You go dressed up, like dress to impress when you go there, and I think you'll have a great time regardless.
Oh, very nice. So just before we kind of wrap that up, so like you kind of mentioned, like, you know, you think Vegas club, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be like so crazy and wild and whatever. Like, did you see anything, I don't know, maybe interesting or like just fun, good things that you saw or observed while you were there?
So while we were there, I didn't see any open play, like out in the couches or club area or dance area or anything like that. Some of the back rooms where the curtain was like open or where people left doors open that you could see. Yeah, I saw the general good looking people fucking. I didn't see anything too crazy though. Nothing out of the norm compared to other clubs.
All right.
But just hot people fucking is. I like to see that. I like to be watched too. So if Barry and I would have had the chance, we probably should have put on a show. But I guess we'll have to go back and do that.
Oh, darn. So,
yes. So we'll see in the future. But hopefully we'll get out there again and get to attend another party.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, we appreciate being invited there. It was really cool.
Excellent. Oh, good. I'm so glad you had a good trip all in all and that the club was fun. And excellent.
I know that was kind of a like big thing recently. I know we have a date coming up next month with another couple we've hung out with before. So hopefully some good details to come with that.
Yeah.
And
Oh, yeah.
We're having another infamous 4th of July party at our house. Stupidly enough, again, we're mixing vanilla and lifestyle people. Not like our general close lifestyle friends, you guys included. So we'll see how this goes, and we'll update you on a future episode for as far as who gets naked and who fucks it up with Barry's like friends and coworkers, and we'll see what happens.
Can't
wish
wait.
Us luck. Whew. So I know that was a lot for us. How about you and Gary?
So I think the few things I'll mention, we have been exploring a few potential new friends. Gary and I ventured out to PGC last weekend. I posted, I think, on our Instagram story, there was like a party, like a porn star theme. I don't know. I didn't really know what the fuck to do with that, but I went and made the best of it.
Just dress hot.
Just tried to have like some boobs out. I don't know. But anyway, it was like a really nice night. Like it wasn't overly crowded there, but it wasn't dead either. Like it was a nice, like manageable evening. That sounds so boring, but like it was a good amount of people, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so like that was fun. So we connected with a couple there. We kind of introduced ourselves and we actually kind of have like stayed in touch with them. So hopefully we'll maybe see them again.
So you say you connected with this couple. Like what really do you mean?
So Gary was like, hey, look at that couple. Like they're pretty cute. I was like, okay. I mean, it was why I agreed with him. And it was kind of an interesting dynamic because we noticed this attractive couple consistently engaging with a woman.
Oh, a single woman.
Yes. Herself. As we perceived it, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're like, what's going on with that like threesome over there? Ooh. And like, can we break into this? Like, what's happening? Like, whatever. So like, give it a few beers and like a few drinks for me. And Gary's like, all right, we're going to talk to them. I was like, oh, shit. Yes. Here we go.
Liquid courage.
So fucking Gary. He's like such a little shyster. He walks over and he's like, to this like seemingly single woman.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I really like your boots.
boots.
Yeah, like on her feet, like shoeage. She had boots on. And they were cute boots. They were like pink, I think perhaps like some sort of faux leather. Like I think
so maybe he really did like them. Maybe it was just an easy in.
I think it was an easy in. Yeah. I don't think any animals were harmed in the making of the boots. Like everybody's fine. So anyway, so he like that's his line in.
Oh, good to know.
And like apparently it fucking worked because then we like hung out with him the rest of the night. So like that,
so not just a single girl, the whole couple,
the
too.
Whole the thruple.
Five of
they
you.
Aren't really a thruple, but I just called them that.
Five of you.
The three of them. Yes. Cool. And us crashed their little party.
Good.
So bless Gary's heart, because again, like I think I've said that before, like he could talk to a wall, it's fine. Like he will run up and start conversation with anyone, anywhere. So no, but we actually like had some things in common, like there was good conversation.
Okay, that's a big part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was attractive. It was good.
One, two, check, check.
Yes.
Okay.
So all good things so far. The couple that is actually like together mm-hmm. knows this other woman. So, like, they all came together. Like, that was her, the single woman's, like, first time at a club. So, they were just kind of trying to help her kind of, like, introduce to the environment.
So, you're going to connect again
with the couple.
Just the couple.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So, you said you're connecting with the couple again. Or you connected with the couple mainly at that night. So, like, how far did it go? Like, how did you connect your bodies?
What
do you mean?
I mean, yeah, but just a little bit, just on the dance floor. Okay. There was like dancing. We were like grinding on each other a little bit. There was some making out.
Ooh.
I specifically asked him if I could kiss him. He said yes. And then before I proceeded, I said like, what about your, like your wife? Like, mm-hmm. should I check with her too? And he's like, no, she's fine. So like, I just kind of took his word for it at that point.
Could be risky, but yeah.
I don't know. Like I at least asked. I don't know.
That's true. You did.
But then, yeah. And then I think like Gary and she kind of saw us like kissing a little bit. I think they proceeded in a similar direction. He was kind enough to inform me that like on what was an initial meeting that it really wasn't going to progress past that.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Night.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I appreciated him just saying that outright. Like that was good to know. Like I wasn't, you know, like I wasn't going to press anything. But yeah, so there was like a bit of a physical connection on the dance floor as far as like kissing a little bit, like dancing a little, like, you know, rubbing my ass up all over people.
Mm.
I did kiss both him and her.
Oh, good.
That was all good. I tested the waters for just everybody and everything was in check.
So you know you're all like vibing. So you're all nice. Feeling
yeah.
it.
So that was good.
Cool.
So yeah. But again, like it didn't like, you know, we didn't go to a playroom or anything like that. But it was definitely like a really nice kind of initial meeting.
Yeah. I feel like there's a whole spectrum of when you say you connect with people. It's
sure.
like,
different
yeah,
ways.
I'm attracted. And we talked and said hi. We connected. Literally, we did. We said hi.
Yeah.
But then like you said, like you got a little more physical and like you both. Or all parties seem to want to do more, just not that night.
Sure.
That's even deeper connection.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So.
I'm happy for you. Oh, wait, where did the single woman go during all this?
She like flitted about
she
a little bit.
Went around.
Yeah, like
cool.
I don't like she wasn't like sitting in the corner bored to death. Like
okay, sure.
She was like making her own connections, I think, a little bit. And just generally kind of scoping the whole thing out. Because again, it was her first time at a club.
I so love just, newbies.
Yeah, kind of like checking it all out. So
cool.
Yeah. So the only other thing I'll mention is that tomorrow we are expecting some sexy, fun friends to join us for an evening. I've mentioned them before. I talked about Anthony and Carmela on a previous episode. We met them at Desire Pearl earlier
Ooh,
this year.
Vacation friends. Yes.
Yeah. And it turns out like they were not all that far away from us. So they are coming to visit and we are both looking forward to it. We're supposed to have nice weather this weekend up in the Northeast. So we should be able to like be outside, enjoy the pool.
You're gonna
little
be
bit.
Naked by your pool all weekend. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the plan. So Sweet. Maybe more to come on that. So anyway, that's enough of that. That's what's new with us.
Cool.
We'll wrap this up. We're gonna go get another shot and we will be back with our life in the lifestyle.
Yeah. All right. We're back for Life and the Lifestyle. And as we alluded to a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. today we're going to focus on fitness and appearance versus personality and confidence.
Ooh.
Kind of taking, I don't know, weighing what's more important, taking into consideration becoming a swinger. Maybe are you focusing more on your fitness and appearance? Mm-hmm. How much does that matter for play sessions? So kind of digging a little bit more into that.
Okay.
We definitely had a really good listener question that we're going to throw out there too. So the reason I kind of wanted to selfishly focus on this was because it just came about in Vegas. As I said earlier, this one couple that the first thing they said to us at the playhouse was, like, their arms to the side, like, oh, you guys look buff. And I was like, what? Like, first of all, we just came off a week of, like, not eating normal and not really working out, just walking around. And I was just confused. And at first, I thought they were saying we were just, like, big, manly, beastly people. I was confused by that. And then they meant it as a compliment. So it just kind of caught me off guard. And then it made me think, like, how important, obviously, appearance, physical appearance is in the lifestyle. Yeah. Obviously, that's a big factor. You're not going to connect, haha, as you said earlier, or like be drawn to people that you're necessarily not attracted to right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I've definitely seen at all the different clubs we've been to, so many shapes and sizes. And sometimes I feel like those that people label as being super fit, super hot, are not always the ones out on the dance floor, like busting their ass, being confident, mm-hmm. acting all sexy, yep. like, I'm just in awe of just how people, their confidence level makes such a difference sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say that, at least for us personally, yeah, number one is that physical attraction. You see the face photos. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get into that listener question off of that.
Yeah.
But you see the face photos and most people base their decisions right off the bat off of that.
Yeah.
When in reality, if you would just get to know somebody or talk to them, you might be more attracted to that side of them.
Exactly.
I've definitely come across that. So we had an amazing listener ask us a question about what we do or say once we see face photos on a lifestyle website or via messenger, whatever it is, and we're no longer interested. So, well, number one, well, they asked us like nice ways to let people down, but I'd say number one, unless you're like grossly unattracted to somebody, you're just like, I don't know. You're allowed to have preferences in the lifestyle. Yeah. And I think it's okay to act on your preferences. But if you are like kind of okay, or maybe you're attracted to one half of a couple, there always seems to be one person slightly more attractive than the other.
That happens a lot.
I would try to maybe at least try to meet people out in a public setting or at a party to kind of feel them out a little bit better that way.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, no, I have not always done that. Yes, I have said no based off of face photos too. But I've kind of learned through the years that I think we've missed out on a lot of fun opportunities with amazing people just because they weren't the, I don't know, the model from the magazine look right off the bat or whatever the fuck it may be. I'm just going all over the place here. Follow my train of thought. So the listener asked us, like, if you're not initially attracted to face photos, is there a nice way to let people down?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've kind of developed an answer for that recently. Do you have like a go-to thing, or maybe you're uncertain if you're attracted to people? Like, how do you kind of respond to those messages?
So I think that our sort of go-to message, and I don't know if it's going to be the same as yours, admittedly a little vague.
Okay.
But just a thanks so much for reaching out. I don't think we're a match.
Oh, yes.
Like, nobody needs to be, like, mean or nitpicky or whatever about just expressing that you're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Like, it's fine. You're not going to be best friends with everybody that you meet in the lifestyle. Like, not every meeting or chat is going to lead to something more, and that's okay.
Yeah, I totally feel like there's a very fine line, and that's kind of been my go-to recently. Like, we don't feel there's a four-way connection here or a three-way connection, whatever the case may be, but we appreciate your message and maybe we'd be willing to stay friends if we see you at a future party. We'd be willing to like connect, talk. We'd be willing to talk to you at a future party and just be friends in the lifestyle, but we're not sure there's an attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's so important to be kind because swinging can have such an impact on someone's confidence level.
Yeah.
Like the way you perceive yourself just based off of either comments or going to parties and what you see in general. I felt it. It's definitely impacted my like mental health and confidence level at times. So, and even with this podcast, like we share on social media our photos all the time. Mm-hmm. And just being 100% real here, sometimes people comment one-sided to one of us.
Ugh,
and
I
it
hate that.
Fucking sucks to the other person because we both share it. Like, I think that's so rude.
Yeah.
If it's a photo of both of us, you do not need to compare us or say your favorite or say you prefer this about one or the other.
Right.
That's rude. So
just say, nice photo.
Right.
Like, that would be fine.
Whatever.
Totally fine. Or if, say nothing at all. It's fine, yes. too. Like,
or message privately on our email or something and, like, reach out and say, I'd like to talk to this person. Like, can I connect with you somewhere else just to talk to you? So it's, I think that's just so important. It reminds you that even people like us, like people who do podcasts, like people have confidence levels that are impacted by your comments. So
yeah.
I think that kind of leads into, like, well, we all have preferences and what we like, which is okay. Yeah. But I don't know, for you, Kenzie and Gary, like, how would you describe a couple that's not a match for you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that Gary and I necessarily have, like, some specific set of criteria.
Okay.
That, good. Like, people have to have, but for us to play with you.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure, as humans, we have our preferences.
Yeah. You have a type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I tend to prefer a guy who is at least, like, my size.
Like, height.
Yeah. My weight. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to feel that if we are going to have a physical, like, sexual connection, like, you can, like,
handle you.
Move me around a little. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like, fucking bench press me and shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on top of you and feel like I'm crushing you.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, that is probably totally superficial to some people's ear. And you're not wrong. Like, but that's just my preference.
Yeah. I feel like for Barry and I, we don't have specific rules. Like, I know Barry's an ass man. He loves that. So I'm really glad I spent money getting fake tits here. but, like, I know what he kind of prefers in, like, the perfect world. But generally, it's just overall just maintaining your weight, like, working out. Like, you can tell you're slightly physically fit, at least. You do not need to be ripped. Like, sometimes I'm not even attracted to people who are super, super ripped because I'm just like, I'm not. So I'm not sure if we're going to be a match.
Yeah.
But I think it's almost just like your cleanliness or how you take care of yourself. Like, if you have the messy, scruffy hair growing all over your body and your face, maybe I question, like, a little more about your personality or how other qualities about you. If that is not important to you when you're meeting people, perhaps other things I might not enjoy. I might not be attracted to.
Right.
So it's not just, hey, I like this or that. I'm kind of thinking of you as, like, a whole picture based off your appearance. I don't mind, like, tattoos anywhere or this and that. Yeah. That does nothing to me. It doesn't really say anything about you, good or bad, in my opinion.
I agree.
But, like, just the cleanliness of, like, the hair on your head, on your face, on your body. Like, if that's tight, neat and tidy, I just feel like you kind of take this a little more seriously and have a little more respect for the people that you're playing with, because you kind of you're taking care of your body and your physical appearance a little bit more.
Sure.
I don't want to offend anybody with this.
I know.
It's such a, like, gray fine line area.
Well, and but, I can add, like, I think for me, again, personal preference, this is just Kenzie, this is not Fwat. Like, I have always tended to prefer, like, a clean shaven partner.
All from head to toe?
I mean, as much as possible, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I feel like, I mean, like, whatever, I don't need a pat on the back about it, but, like, I have interacted more with, like, some bearded men, and it's been quite enjoyable.
And why was that? Was it the personality outweighed, or just your, like, they were just, personality. They were funny, they were, like, into you so much that it turned you on and you felt great, like, what was it that made you kind of stray from your...
Yeah, I think, I mean, there, like, I'll admit, there was still a physical attractedness there.
Baseline attraction was there.
And I'm like, okay, so there's a beard. All right, fine.
I'll look past it.
Right. But, like, but yes, like, just like you said, I mean, there were those other components. Like, we kind of, like, had the same sort of sense of humor. Like, we found, you know what I mean? Like, we found the same things funny, and we had some things in common, and just, like, those kinds of things that
helped
sort of heighten the attractiveness. beyond just, you know, that one physical characteristic.
So like out at a club, do you feel like you've ever hung out with people who have maybe made inappropriate or like derogatory comments towards others based off of their physical appearance? I feel like maybe years ago or like here and there, less than a handful, I felt like people have made comments about like certain people being out dancing and like, why are they so confident and why aren't you out there? Like, that doesn't seem right. And I just don't think that's cool. Like, anyone should be confident in their own body. And I totally respect that. If I'm not, but I still think I look okay, I don't need to be out there like dancing and flaunting my thing either. I respect women who do that.
Right. No, I can't really necessarily recall a time when I've like heard comments. I think my experience has been more so like the little side eye. Like somebody will be out on the dance floor just enjoying themselves and like having a good night and having a good time. And then there's like whoever over in the corner who won't leave like their chair or their table.
Talk to anybody.
Like giving like side eye to the person out on the dance floor having a good time. What do you care? Like, just let them be. And like, everybody should be having a good time. Like, that's what this is all about.
I was just going to say, isn't the point there to just go after like what you want or what you're interested in? And who cares what anyone else does?
Exactly. I know.
So yeah, I guess the takeaway from just that little snippet is majority of the time people aren't making fun of others at the swing club. It's more of like just a reminder about just go out, have fun, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Like this is the this is the environment where you can just be yourself. And
I mean, God knows I've been the girl on the dance floor after several cocktails and fireball shots, just like shaking my ass with reckless abandon. And not because I think that I'm God's gift to the swing world, but I just like to dance and I like to be out there like having fun in my own little world. And by that point, like I don't care who's looking or watching or making comments. Like that's not even on my radar anymore. Like I'm just there to have a good time.
Yeah. And it's also so like there's the opposite end of that. There's people who are maybe just so focused on their appearance and their confidence and they're just kind of cocky and they expect that people are going to want to fuck them all the time wherever they go. Like that's unattractive to me no matter how hot you are.
I agree.
So that's why like the looks and the personality kind of have to balance for me most of the time. I feel like there's been at least a handful of single guys or guys in couples. Why do I feel like it's mainly guys? I don't know. I've run across mainly guys who think they're God's gift to earth. And sure, maybe they are to somebody, but not necessarily to me. Yeah. Like you're beautiful, but because of the way you're talking about yourself or talking about your past experiences in this high and mighty type of way that I'm already turned off and I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
It's not always that you have a pretty face, you're just going to get whatever you want. Because no, you need that personality to balance it.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to focus on, especially with the summer coming up, like people are generally in big, like bathing suits more, trying to look good overall. And I just feel like it's important to remember that, that's important in the swinging lifestyle overall, but it's not necessarily like, that isn't the end all be all. There's no perfect body. You're just perfect the way you are. And there's somebody perfect for you is my takeaway. Is that too deep? No. Not deep enough. I don't know. But generally, just not judging a book by its cover. Like I think it's totally fine on the lifestyle to have your type. And if you just want to stick to that, fine, do your thing. But just know that you could be missing out on some great connections with other people if you don't have more of an open mind and at least hang out and have a conversation with others who are maybe subpar in your opinion. But when you get to know them, you're like, fuck, this is a really awesome person. Like, we could actually connect on a deeper level beyond that physical attraction. I don't know. And also, like we said with that listener question, I think it's really important to just be honest. If you are generally focused on appearance and right off the bat, you just know your personality isn't even going to help you. Fine. Just be honest up front. I hate when people lead others on or let the messages go on and just right off the bat then just cut it clean and say, I feel like we're not a match. I appreciate your message. Love to stay friends or would love to see you at a party and just say hi that way and have a drink. But beyond that, I don't think we're a match.
Right.
Just be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but hey guys, you'll be our shot of fireball. We love you all. That made no sense. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a sexy going deep segment from Miss Kenzie.
Ow!
I'm the real deal. All right, folks, we are back for our Going Deep segment, and this episode is coming from Kenzie. So, Kenzie, take it away.
Oh, shit. Okay. You're going to have to bear with me a little bit. I feel like there needs to be just a smidge of backstory before I jump into the actual story.
Okay.
So, yes. Tonight's story is actually, like, my first ever hot wife experience.
Yes!
So I had originally connected with this gentleman on this magical field app that I've mentioned. So I met up with him as like for an initial meeting. Gary and I met up with him. Gary and I had a play session with him.
Wow.
And now like, and then tonight's story. So like, I don't want this
That's
to come
a good progression.
Like, I don't want it to come totally out of left field. Like, cause it's going to be like, what the fuck, Kenzie? Like, there was like a little buildup, but I'm not talking about all those individual stories.
I don't care if you would have just went right to it.
Well, fine. What ends up happening is that Gary was going to be out of town and I kind of got the proverbial hall pass for the evening.
Whoa.
So I set up like this interaction with this gentleman who I did ask permission to talk about our experience. And we agreed upon the name Sven.
Sven.
Just hilarious. Yes. Okay. So Sven and I meet up. Okay. We agree. All right. We have plans. He hosted at his like apartment and I went there.
Wow.
So like totally out of my comfort zone.
I'm shocked you like were. I know you've met him a few times.
Yeah. But, wow. But still like, so I was like, okay, I'm going to show up and we're going to do this. Sure. And then like the actual evening comes and I'm freaking out. But anyway. So in my head, I have this sort of fantasy that I want to fulfill that I'm going to like show up in lingerie and like, here I am. So I attempt to do this.
Aww.
But the little number that I like have in my head, when the time comes to put it on, I realize that I've never actually gotten into this ridiculousness by my damn self.
You should have called me.
Gary's always been there to like fucking hook me in. So whatever. I make the best of it. I get most of the hooks hooked, like down my back is like the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I'm in thigh highs. There's like the garter shit connecting things. Mm. It's black. My tits are out. There's just like that little like wire support under your boobs.
Did you take a photo in this outfit?
I have.
On our socials? Yes. Okay, yes. I can picture it now. Yes.
Yes, it's that one.
Okay.
I'm like on a bed with like a red thing, but the lingerie itself is black. It's that. It's that thing. So anyway, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wear this. And then the moment comes to get the damn contraption on and I'm like, fuck, I've never done it by myself. So anyway, I harness myself in best I can. So I have never been to Sven's place before. Mm. And in my head, like, I'm just going to roll up, park, walk in. Fine. No problem.
No, like, main lobby or
Right. Walk. In my head, yeah.
Did you have, like, a trench coat on or something?
I did, yes.
Yes!
I had, like, this little red number on. Ooh. My little Target special. It's, like, sort of a raincoat thing. But, yes, I had that. Because, again, in my head, I'm thinking, like, there's just, like, a few buttons down the center. I can just, like, bust myself out. It's going to be amazing.
That's hot. That's, like, every guy's dream, I feel like. Or it's my dream, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was hoping so. But so, anyway.
Okay. So what happened when you got there?
I'm already, like, flustered. I've never been to his place before. I don't really know where to park, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Cut to the chase. I finally get there. I park. I'm, like, sweating, nervous.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Just, like, not attractive. He has to, like, come down and get me. It's, like, a security thing. I park. We're texting. I was like, hey, I'm here. I'm walking, like, more than I thought I was going to walk and just hoping that I'm not flashing my vagina to, like, the neighbors out walking their dog in this complex.
Oh, dear.
Like, just, I'm, like, I'm feeling totally awkward at this point. I know. What a great story, Kenzie. Thanks for sharing this with us. It gets better.
It's reality.
But I feel like you guys need to know this part of it. Because I fucking find it hilarious at this point. We get up to his apartment.
Good.
And I am just, like, warm, nervous, you know what I mean? Like that, like red, flushed,
oh, yeah.
Like, I just like, I don't know what to do with myself.
You sweating between your thighs.
A little, yeah, just everywhere, frankly. And then, yeah. And you know what I mean? Like other, like I've had a lot of swing experiences, mm-hmm. like at the risk of sounding like whatever.
Slutty.
But like Gary has always been there. Like he's kind of my wingman. Like he makes shit happen.
He starts it.
Yeah. And this was like the first time I've been solo in a long time.
So did you like walk in and just take your coat off and be like, hey?
Kinda. Because I was sweating. But like it wasn't even that sexy and it's so embarrassing. But like,
sure,
so
you were super hot.
I get there and I was like, I can't keep these clothes on anymore. So like I ripped this stupid thing off and I was like, we can just hang out and talk a second, but I can't keep this coat on anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, that's okay. Like, it's fine. Like, you can take it off. I was like, oh, thank God.
Okay, so when you got, like, what was he wearing? I don't know what Sven looks like.
Right, he just normal clothes. So,
oh, okay.
So Sven is probably like about as tall as Gary, like whatever,
okay,
6 feet, 6'1", whatever, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Slender. But the interesting thing about Sven is he has a beard.
I thought you were going to say something about his cock.
Not like, yet. I'm sorry. Oh, God. And I'm not normally interested in bearded men.
Okay.
But
trimmed, nice, short.
Yeah, no, okay. Very well maintained. Yeah, like clean. Mm, yes.
I like that.
So I was like, all right, what's this guy got going on? Like dark hair, dark beard.
Tall, dark, and fucking
like
handsome.
Like green eyes. Yeah. Handsome.
Stop it.
Okay.
So you sat down and chatted?
Well, not so much.
For 30 seconds?
Yeah, about that. So, like, I ripped this stupid coat off, and here I am in this ridiculous getup, tits out, ass out.
Not ridiculous at all.
In heels, thigh highs, like, the whole fucking show.
Damn, like, you're, like, the perfect date.
I mean, I wish that's what it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I can do this again ever, it would be, but, like, this was just so awkward on my part. Like, I was nervous.
Nerve-wracking.
I mean, he was appreciative. He didn't make a big thing of it. He wasn't like, what's wrong with you? Why are you sweating? Like, bless his heart. He didn't do any of that. But I was feeling it on my side. Like, get your shit together.
So who started it? You or him?
I was like, I ripped this fucking coat off and there I am in this lingerie.
Yeah.
I walk over to him because he's sitting on the couch now and he's kind enough to just like get things moving.
Oh, good job, Sven.
Thank God, Sven. So I'm standing, he's sitting. He like really gently kind of like kisses my hips a little bit.
Ooh.
And then he turns me around and he kind of like kisses my ass a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And again, bless his heart, because meanwhile, I'm blabbering about how hard it was to get into this outfit. And
so
like,
you legit haven't had a conversation.
No.
So you're trying to get it
I'm
out.
I'm just like,
well, he just wants
ridiculous.
To touch your body.
Yes. Like. Oh. So he's like, has turned me around. He's kind of like kissing and rubbing my ass a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He starts to undress me. Mm-hmm. So I have all these fucking stupid like clasps and straps. And like, I'm like fucking Cirque du Soleil or some shit. So he finally like gets all this stupid shit off of me.
Oh.
Which in hindsight, I guess I shouldn't have bothered with. But there I was. He lays me down. We're in like a living room situation.
Still on the couch.
Lays me down on the couch.
Okay.
He goes down on me.
Oh, okay.
At this point, I'm like equally nervous as I am like wet and excited and like what's about to happen.
Mm.
It was just really like so hot. He's going down on me. He stops. He looks up at me and he says, that I taste so fucking good.
Oh, that makes me melt.
Nobody says that ever. So that was pretty amazing.
Oh my God, yes.
So, and then he proceeds to tell me that he wants me on his face.
Oh.
So I was like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So now he lays down on the couch and I like mount up. Like,
yes.
I got this.
You ride his face.
So I ride his face for a little bit. And then I kind of like ease my way down his body.
Mm.
I stop for a kiss and then I kind of like trail some kisses down.
Do you love that taste of like yourself on someone else?
It's pretty good.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I snag that on the way. I like trail myself. I trail some kisses down his chest and stomach.
Yeah.
To the promised land. And I have to say that Sven is very, like, clean, well-groomed, like, things are in order. So, like, A+, that's helpful. Mm-hmm. So then I proceed, like, I don't know, kind of my standard stuff here. But so I'm trying to sort of, like, lick and tease his shaft a little bit before I just, like, take it all in my mouth.
Deep throat.
I'm usually a fan of, like, I use a little bit of hand, a little bit of mouth, mm-hmm. played with the balls a little bit.
Is he, like, very well endowed? I know we would never say, like,
right. Word. We don't
get measurements. Is he, like, extra? Was it, like, a lot to take? Or is he, like, perfect? The perfect amount?
Just the perfect amount. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Goldilocks.
Goldiecocks.
Goldiecocks.
No guy probably wants to be called that.
That helps me envision, though. Thank you.
But it's just perfect. I can just manage this.
Mm, okay.
So I'm playing with the balls, the shaft, all of it. And I have found that if I'm careful, I can very slowly deep throat a couple times. Like, ooh. I can't do it quick.
Okay.
But if I, like, focus a little bit, I can typically, like, take it all very slowly.
Wow.
So there was a couple of those mixed in with just, like, a more rapid up and down the shaft.
Yes.
Okay. So I stop shafting and things and balls. I look up at him with
sucking
a smile.
His cock. You could say it. Do you have, like, slobber all over your face? I love when you just get all messy. And
No, I don't really do that. I can't. I hate that. I don't want to be drooling.
Sorry. Go on. Sorry. I was just trying to picture it. Okay.
No, it's fine. But yeah, I'm not that girl. So I stop what I'm doing. I look up at him, little smile on my face.
Ooh.
It's kind of clear. He gets up to get the condom.
Oh, okay.
So he's sitting on the couch and I, like, I'm straddling him.
Facing him
on the couch. Mm-hmm. I, like, I'm, like, slowly grinding, kind of, like, finding my groove. And then I kind of pick up the pace. So I think we both sort of enjoyed at this point, like, the tits that I have are flopping around in his face.
Mm.
We both kind of enjoy that. And, like, that's, like, really the only time I like attention on my tits.
Oh, is,
like,
really?
In the moment, in the sex, like, then you can, like, suck on them. Otherwise, like, they just don't do much for me.
Oh, okay, okay. It doesn't turn you on
right,
as much.
Weird side note, so... But so that's all good. So he's, like, grabbing my ass, kind of pulling me into him.
Mm.
So, like, I'm getting really close, but, like, not quite all the way there yet. So I make him switch. Mm-hmm. I lay down on the couch, and then he's on top of me, and I'm like, go to pound town. Like, let's do this.
Yes.
Because I do, like, maybe I don't. It's odd for me to say this because I don't normally, like, orgasm this way, but I still very much enjoy it. Mm. Like, just, like, go to pound town. Like, him on top, like, I'm on my back. Like, just go for it.
Hard, fast,
yeah. Like, I like it, yeah. But it doesn't necessarily always result in orgasm, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, gives me sort of a warning, like, oh, my God, I'm close. And I was like, yes, go.
Oh.
Here we are. Like, let's
you were close,
do it.
Too.
Not quite, but I wanted to just, like, I was excited for
all
the
of
whole
it.
Situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yes, just go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So it, like, definitely seemed pretty intense. And I'm not claiming that, like, my vagina was so magical by any means, but, like, there's heavy breathing. He, like, shudders.
Ooh. Ooh, this is intense.
There was, like, no movement for a minute. He's just, like, on top of me. And I'm like, okay.
Are you okay?
And then he disembarks and then kind of got, like, lightheaded.
Oh, shit. It was, like, that good.
I was
damn,
like, oh, my
girl.
God. Like, are you okay? Like,
yeah.
So I kind of took it as, like, a weird compliment, but.
I would, too.
Yeah. So that seemed like I did something okay. So then, like, we each go, like, use the restroom, clean up, collect ourselves, get water, you know, like that.
Was this, like, a long amount of time? Do you have any recollection of the amount of time?
Probably not as long as I'm making it sound. Like,
okay, well, either way is fine. I was just curious. It was just, like, you already knew each other, so it was just hot and heavy and, like, kind of quick. Cool.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a total first encounter.
Okay,
so, yeah. So then, like, we just, like, sit on the couch nakedly, just, like, so, like, how's work? Like, oh, just, like, catching up, because, like, we didn't even bother with that at
the
beginning.
Are you, like, touching each other, embracing it all, or just naked separate on the couch?
No, just, like, naked separate, just, like...
Totally
just,
comfortable.
Like, whatever, having a chat.
Was there any music or anything? It was just straight to fucking.
No, there was music.
Okay.
And because we had, like, met before and sort of hung out a little bit... He had like some good like gangsta rap on for me.
Oh, wow.
Which is not like amazing sex music, and we both know that, but like it was sweet.
That's cute. He, like, that's really cute.
He knew like my jams. Yeah. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. I honestly had no idea what time it was. So I kind of like convey this. I was like, I don't want to overstay my welcome. Like, do you want me to head out? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not going to kick you out, like, but you're not a hostage here either. Aww. Like, you know, whatever you need to do. So I was like, all
it's your
right.
call. Yeah.
So my pervy head, I'm like, I see this as an invitation. I was like, all right, round two.
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
No. So like,
I'm shocked you did that.
It is. It's terrible. Like, I didn't really explicitly ask for any sort of consent. But, like, I start kissing him again. We make out a little bit. He starts to finger me, and I'm just sort of, like, grinding against, the fingers to, like, show my, you know, my interest and intent. Like, I'm good. Like, let's go again.
Wow. You were ravenous.
I don't know. I, like, switch it around. I start sucking his cock again. Uh-huh. He stops. He goes for another condom. I climb right back on top because that's my jam.
Yeah.
And then at that point, so I'm like still on the couch. He's sitting. I'm on top of him. And then like I have like my big like fireworks explosion.
Yes,
like,
you got your chance.
Here's the orgasm.
Yes.
That was delightful. And in my awkwardness, I then like once that like subsided, I was like, oh, I hope your neighbors didn't hear all that.
Oh, and you, you were like fuck yelling. Hell yes.
So there's that. So like I made sure to I checked in with him. Like, do you like need or want anything else? Like, are you good? Because at this point, like now we've both like I think fairly intensely orgasmed. Like, but you know, like, are you good? Yes.
That's sweet.
I dismount like a Olympic gymnast. Not really. And again, restroom, clean up, grab some water, like. Just, you know, get yourself together. Mm-hmm. And then basically at that point, it was when I was kind of wrapping up. I sort of brought like a large purse.
I was just going to say, so did you have to get suited back up in your fucking lingerie to walk the
God,
walk
no.
of shame?
I okay. No, I brought like flip-flops, leggings, amazing. And a sweatshirt to walk home in.
Smart girl.
To walk to my car to get home in.
How did you feel the first time doing this? Like, empowered or uncomfortable or just...
All of it.
All of it in one.
All the emotions.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but, like, weird at first.
Exactly. Yes. It was all of it because it was mm-hmm. it was definitely very exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, I get, like, stupid flustered at the littlest mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I actually got to his, like... I don't know. I guess like apartment complex, for lack of a better description. It wasn't just like, I don't know, single units where I was just going to walk like right to his door kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I had to like navigate. I'm like texting like, well, I'm here, but I don't know where to go. And like I'm already kind of amped up.
Yeah.
And then like, so like that is just like contributing to my freaking sweating through my trench coat and like.
You're nervous.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like that was not ideal. And then again, like, so he, like, sort of came down to let me in. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, neighbors, like, honestly, like, walking their dogs. Like, you know, it's, like, a nice evening, whatever. But here I am in, like, thigh highs. Not that the neighbors would have known that. Mm-hmm. But, like, stockings, heels, a red fucking trench coat. Like, I like, who knows what I fucking look like? You know what I mean? To these people.
You know, like, what you look like.
What's going on over there?
Yeah.
So what? And like, not even that I care about that, but just it just sort of like, I don't know, contributed to the whole, like, it was definitely an awkward start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just funny because, you know, in my head, I had this fantasy, like, I'm just going to show up in this lingerie and it's going to be so hot and sexy and fun. And then like, there I am, like, sweating my ass off and like being gross. And like, thank God he was willing to roll with it. But
I'm sure you weren't as bad as you thought you were. It was all in your head.
I hope not. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just like a mix of like all the emotions. Like,
yeah.
Fun, nervous, like a little like intimidating, like a little mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm on my own. And like, yeah, there
I know how you feel.
It was an amazing evening, but just like a lot of emotion involved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely something new for Gary and I. Not necessarily something that we are like absolutely seeking out, like going forward. And, you know, having met this guy a few times before was a huge, mm-hmm. you know, factor in all of this. But.
And then real quick, did you and Gary like reconnect over this story, or like, is he enjoying it, hearing it? Is this the first time he's heard it? Because they're, you know, our guys are right next to us while we record. Has he heard this already?
He's heard most of it. I think the general outline. He probably got a little more detail tonight than I provided previously.
And it's still a positive for both of you.
I think so, yeah.
Amazing.
But it was good. It was fun. Like, I don't know that it's necessarily like a huge fantasy for either of us.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It was definitely enjoyable. But I don't know. I wouldn't say that this is something that we're going to like always do.
Or primary focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think our focus is still on trying to connect with couples and kind of have those shared experience. But this opportunity kind of presented itself that like Gary was going to be out of town and like he was okay with me exploring this. Sven is generally has proven himself to be a pretty like up and up decent guy. So there's like a little bit of trust at least there, you know what I mean? This wasn't like completely random. So that was a huge factor, I think, too. So all in all, like it was a good, fun experience for me.
Yeah.
Probably not something that we'll like exclusively do moving forward, but it was a good chance to kind of experiment and kind of to test the waters there.
Wow. I'm so excited for you. It's just exciting and hot for me to hear about. And like, I want to do that type of thing again. It was fun. Or like, Barry, try it. Cool. Thank you for sharing that hot story, Kenzie. Thanks, damn, I'm all worked up now. So I need a break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our surprise question. All right, we're back, folks, with our surprise question. This episode is coming from Gary, so Kenzie's going to read it so she can read his handwriting. Go ahead, Kenzie.
And we have no origami tonight. I think everyone here is disappointed about that, but we're going to make the best of it. Complete this sentence.
Oh, gosh.
When having swinger sex, I really hate it when...
Oh, no. Wow, that's...
Fill in the blank.
Lot of options.
There's so many. When having swinger sex, I really hate it when.
Well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is I hate it when my partner and the other partner are having great success and I am struggling with the person that I'm with. Mm-hmm. And I am kind of jealous, kind of pissed, kind of annoyed.
Yep.
That.
All of that. Yep. My first thought was when the person I'm with cares more about their partner than they do about me.
Oh, that's a good one too.
So kind of like the same idea, essentially, mm-hmm. but like, and I get it. Like at the core, yes, you should always care more about your own partner than the play partner you're with for the night. Like,
yeah.
But in terms of just like the lighter like play sense, mm-hmm. like if you really just want to watch your partner bang somebody, then just like say
have
that.
Have a threesome.
And we can like maybe we can figure that out. But like don't pretend that you want to be with me when what just you really want is just to watch her. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, that was my like so kind of the same like
it
the
goes
opposite
along
side
with
of the
that.
Coin.
Yeah.
With what, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we hate.
Short and sweet, we're wrapping it up.
I mean, I could probably like give you a whole fucking laundry list if you really wanted, but
no.
That's like one of the big ones. Like for the moment that you're with me.
Be in the moment.
I just want to feel like you want to be with me.
Oh my God. I tell Barry this all the time. Not this, but be living in the moment in general.
Oh, yeah.
Live in the fucking moment. It's going to be gone. Life is short. Live in the moment and focus on what's in front of you. Don't think about tomorrow and the future.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
sometimes you can.
I don't really mean that.
Yeah, but yeah, no. Live in the moment for the most part.
Yes.
And that way you could maybe please me while your partner's getting pleased like fuck over there. And I'll be happy. Kenzie will be happy. We'll all be happy. Because you'll be focusing on the moment and pleasuring that person. So I guess that's it for episode 26.
If you like what you hear, please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. Email us questions and concerns at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.